Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Andrew, we're doing the game preview on Thursday because we got the big live show Saturday night, 7
o'clock. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Tracy, we made this podcast free. So if you're on the fence about showing up, come out Thursday. We're going to get drunk. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have 100 people there. The bird call guys are going to be there. Me handing out shirts. We got prizes. We got stories. We got a whole script that I spent 10 minutes on to plan out the show.
I mean, Ralph already has one arm that doesn't work, but when he drinks too much, neither of his legs do either.
So yeah.
It can get really funny.
So there's like a 25-30% chance that y'all are going to have to carry me out of there like an injured war veteran. So people need to show up. So anyway, we're doing the game preview on Thursday. Andrew, the Saints play the Colts. They're an 8-point favorite. The Colts started out great, 5-2. They're 6-7 now. They live in one-score land, as I like to call it, where they've played 11 one-score games. So they're not exactly bad, but they're not exactly good. Marlon Mack is back. T.Y. Hilton may or may not play. Brissett has been banged up. This is a game like the Saints. If they play well, they'll win. But if they have to do more than just not lose the football game. Like, they have to play to a certain level to win. It isn't going to be a layup drill. What concerns you most about the game Monday?
You know, honestly, I guess the hangover effect and the injuries, that's the thing that concerns me the most. You know, every NFL matchup brings its own set of challenges, but I feel like this is a game the Saints should win. I think Drew Brees should torch that secondary. I mean, I just watched Jameis Winston injured. You light that secondary up, and Kenny Moore was injured in that game. So if they don't have him, that would be significant. But I just think the Saints offense should roll, you know. And so they're not going to need too much from this defense other than just don't be god-awful like you were against the 49ers. You know, If I just feel like if the defense plays a mediocre game, kind of like they did against the Panthers, that's going to be enough. Like, the offense should be able to put points up on this defense right now. And the Colts, you know, I think both teams are banged up. I mean, you're reaching that time of year where a lot of teams are missing a lot of guys, and it's just it's a long season. But this is a game that I just really feel like the Saints should be able to win. Maybe not comfortably. You know, there may be some ebbs and flows to it, but ultimately, I don't see the Colts. They just don't have enough of a pass rush, and they don't have enough secondary to stop Drew Brees, especially in the recent form he's in.
No, they don't. And here's the thing that I think actually helps the Saints is, one, you get an extra day. That always helps for Monday night. It hurts the next week because it's a short week. But I think the Saints, knowing the results of Green Bay and San Francisco, you know, and Seattle, I think it'll put even extra emphasis on the game because, you know, either the Saints will know, look, everybody won, so if we don't win, we're the third seed and the bye is out the window. Or, you know, I'm not saying
get some favorable results, yeah.
Yeah, like Atlanta's not going to San Francisco and winning because they don't have Stephen Ridley anymore and they're just banged up. And, you know, I think Atlanta might play well for like a quarter and a half or something, but they're not going to San Francisco and winning. But Chicago.
It's Calvin Ridley, by the way.
Calvin Ridley. Stephen Ridley was a running back for LSU back in the day. You know, the Bears and Green Bay, that's a rivalry game. That can get weird, even though it's in Green Bay. The Bears winning is not out of the question.
The Bears are playing okay right now, and the Packers are not very good.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while, and I just look at the Packers, and I took your advice, and I went and, you know, watched the NFL, the game, the playbook or whatever it's called, and you can look at the 30-minute games, and Green Bay, man, they're 4-7. They can rush a little bit, but they get shoved the fuck around. Like Washington, Adrian Peterson was running okay against them. They cannot, like, they are, I wouldn't say like 2015 Saints level bad against the run because that's just historically bad, but they can get shoved around. And the thing, yeah, this is what I think you've always said this. Look, if you can get shoved around on defense, you always have the possibility to lose because all it takes is Aaron Rodgers being so-so and throwing a pick and Green Bay having a fumble, and Chicago can be like, oh, we can run 30 times for 170. Then suddenly, oh, you know, you look in the fourth quarter and it's 24-20 Bears and there's 3 minutes left. So I think there's a possibility that the Green Bay loses, and that puts everything back in the Saints court to get by.
Honestly, like, you know, a lot of Saints fans are say like, oh, I don't want to go play in Green Bay. That doesn't scare me. Like, if the Saints have to go on the road and play the Packers in the playoffs, I guess it would make me nervous in the sense that I just don't want to play in that environment, period. You know, regardless of the opponent, because the Saints play that kind of game like once every 2 years. And so I would just be worried that the Packers are used to it, the Saints are not. But beyond that, I just think any inclement weather that takes away Aaron Rodgers, like, really, and the one thing that's kind of kept the Packers afloat, Rodgers actually hasn't been playing amazing. It's been their running game, actually. Their running game has been decent. I just think if it comes down to who's more physical on the defensive line and who's more physical on the offensive line, if it's that kind of game, I absolutely think the Saints can go into Green Bay and win. I just feel like they're stronger in those areas, and so we'll see if it gets to that. But that's not a team that terrifies me, and then it's kind of like Seattle. Like, they're not what they used to be, and playing at their place is not as terrifying. And again, when you talk about horrible weather.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Other and the effect that might have on Russell Wilson's ability to kind of shred a defense, I don't know, man. I feel like those kinds of games are not that terrifying. So, again, like I look at the NFC and it's good and it's top heavy, but the Saints could lose certainly to any of the teams that are going to make the playoffs. But there's no team going in, regardless of the venue, where I think the Saints have no chance.
No, it isn't 2013 where Seattle kicked the crap out of the Saints on a Monday night when the Saints were 9-2 and they were 10-1, I think, or they were both 9-2. And they went to Seattle and you watched that game and we were like, the Saints could play the Seahawks 10 times. That maybe win
and not win. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
like,
and even that game, you know, that was 23-15 with the Colston, you know, backwards pass at the end. That was close, but the Saints never really felt like they were in that game. You know,
they were never out of it,
but it just felt like swimming upstream the whole game because the opponent was superior. I don't feel like any opponent is so superior that the Saints can't hang.
No.
I don't.
And I'll tell you the most important key, not so much for next week for Tennessee, because Tennessee's 8-5. They play the Texans this week. They're going to be motivated. They're in the playoff chase for the wild card and for the division title for the AFC South. So they're going to be motivated, and they're going to play hard for four quarters no matter what. But I'm telling you, this week against the Colts and the final week against Carolina, you have two teams that are completely out of it. And if the Saints can come out, score, get a stop, score, and go up 10, 14 to nothing, the likelihood that both of these teams pack it in and, okay, it's time to start thinking about vacation plans for January. Like, that's a real possibility. So if you can jump on them early, they're going to pack it up and they're going to quit, especially Carolina the last week of the year. They fired their coach. But I think the Colts, even though Frank Reich is a good coach, they're disappointed and they know they're out of the playoffs. So if you jump on them early Monday night, I think there's a potential to roll over. So the first 10 minutes of this game Monday is critical.
Yeah, I agree. I just think the Saints, are going to be charged up. Sean Payton, he's going to send the right message. They're going to be professional. They may not play great at times, given the injuries and whatever else, but I think the focus will be there. I think the effort will be there. I think the fans will be charged up. The environment's going to be amazing. I don't know. It's not that I have no worries. I just know that we're going to get a serious professional effort. And I just don't see, again, like this is one of those games a couple times a year, Ralph, I tell you this, I just don't see any way the Saints lose unless shenanigans. And that's what it's going to take, shenanigans for the Colts to win.
Yeah, and I felt like the Atlanta game, the Saints just played badly. There wasn't really that much shenanigans in that game. Atlanta just curb stomped them on the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. The thing about the Colts, man.
But again, NFC South, it bears a reminder. Like, I really think divisional matchups need to be taken differently. And, you know, there's the old cliche that records are out the window, and there's a reason why that's a saying and that's a thing. When you have such familiarity with a team, you play them twice a year, you just know all the nuances of what Sean Payton and there's time to task, too. Like, you got to think about the NFC South. I mean, Tampa's a little different. I mean, they have a lot of the same personnel, a new coach. But, like, with Dan Quinn and Ron Rivera, they know Sean Payton inside and out and vice versa. And those guys hang out. Like, they have personal relationships, you know, where, like, in the off season, they talk, they get together, like, it, you know, whenever there's these luncheons and stuff in the off season with the NFL. So, like, they know each other personally. And there's a lot of history there. And I just think those coaches know how to
yep.
– they're always one-upping each other, you know. And, yeah. and so I just think those kinds of games, like, you just can't just assume that, hey, we're going to crush this team because of their record. But when you play a team like the Colts, it's a little bit different because there's not the familiarity. There's more elements of surprise, and it really comes down to who prepares the best. I just know Sean Payton always comes up with a great game plan. He's going to prepare really well. On the flip side, I think the defense and Dennis Allen are embarrassed, and they should be. And I think they're going to be pulling overtime this week just to make sure that they have the right plan in place.
Yeah, and I want to see bounce back games from the secondary, because the secondary was terrible. And I'm not saying go from terrible to great, but I don't want to see the atrocity that we saw where they're missing tackles, Eli Apple getting burned, Marcus Williams, Von Bell's falling down. I want them to dust themselves off and get up and fight for it. And look, I think they're going to win too. I think it's going to be a great environment. I wish I didn't have to drive back to New Orleans on Sunday night, but I have a work obligation on Monday that I couldn't miss. So I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, and I'm really, really hoping that Tom Brady doesn't break that record, because we got to get out of here for this podcast. But I think if that record is hanging out there, Andrew, then the atmosphere of the dome, it ramps up like three levels. And I know you might think that's crazy, but I think if people know that record is dangling out there, it's going to just juice the stadium even more.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping for the best, you know, and ultimately it isn't really about – I mean, like I told you on the podcast, I'm somehow relieved after that game that it's not the end of the year, because I'm so conditioned in these last few years for, like, games like that to mean the end. And it's like, holy shit, after that happening, it's the 49ers. We get to play another game. It's not over. So – I'm really interested to see how the Saints respond. And I just think, like, this is a time where they have to look themselves in the mirror and ask themselves the question, like, are we contenders? Like, are we going to take care of the Colts at home like we're supposed to? Or, you know, was that a blow that's just going to kind of send us in a inevitable death spiral? And I just don't believe that that's going to be the story for the Saints this year. You know, I think sometimes you get tested and it, you know, you have a chance to be resilient here. And I'm excited to see how they respond.
Yeah. So everybody, come out Saturday if you're in New Orleans. Tracy's in the Irish Channel, 7:00. We'll start handing out the T-shirts about 6:30 if you RSVP'd. So come out. It's going to be a blast.
And we'll have our friends from the Bird Rights. So you get an hour of us talking Saints, and then we'll stick around. We'll be the first show. And then we're going to stick around and hang out with the Bird Rights people and listen to their show too, the Pelicans blog. So, you know, that'll be your chance to hang out with us after our hour long show and talk to us and drink beers with us while the Pelicans guys are going.
Yeah. So we are super excited about this. This is probably the most exciting thing we've ever done for this show. So join us out there. We will see you Saturday night at Trappy.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.